I can't hear you.
I just started. You can hear me now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
It's 5 more minutes for class, so just wait.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay.
Home. So our friends online had, I was on mute. So the question that is asked is, this prayer, where does it come from? Last prayer. There was a question that was asked by somebody. So that last prayer, it comes from Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. The last prayer is a prayer by Varadaraja, who was a Shishya of Bhattoji Dikshita. And he wrote, Bhattodhi Dikshita is the one who wrote the Siddhanta Kaumudi. Whereas Vardaraja has a short version of Siddhanta Kaumudi called Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. Laghu means small. Okay. And that is actually a text on Panini Vyakranam. Okay. So that is what we were talking about before we started the class. Yes, there's a question. I'm sorry? Yes. Yes. There's a Laghu Siddhanta Didi classes are going on. There are some online class recordings also. I can point. Because it is a complete sense, complete Vyakranam. Right? What I'm teaching you are some portions of it. What we are doing in this class, a discussion of some portions of it, not complete. So in its completeness, it is what the Vyakranam is. Okay. I would study Siddhanta Kaumudi, but if you cannot do Siddhanta Kaumudi, at least start with Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. I would say that knowing the language, Sanskritam language, would be a lot of sort of a prerequisite for studying the Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. So it is better that you need have some Vibhakti Jnanam. What are Vibhaktis? Understand some Tingantas. What are the various type of Tingantas? Understand the usage of the language. And then go into Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. The same thing that we are learning here will be repeated in Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, but in more detail. I might skip a few steps and go to the last step. In Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, every steps, individual steps will be taken up. For even in Panini, right? So Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi is a way of studying the Panini grammar. Okay. Home. So we are looking at the Visarga Sandhi. Okay. Siddhisadhyesatamastu prasadattasya durjate janvi phenalekeva yanmurdhni shashinakkala ayun dulruk eong ayauch hayavarat lan Namagananam Jabhai Ghadadash Jabagadadash Kapha Chatata Chatatau Kapai Shashasar Hal Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. So, in the last class that we were studying together, we looked at a few rules. Okay. We said the first rule was that the Padanta Sakara will be replaced with a Repha. Okay. And whenever the Repha is replaced, it comes as a replacement for Padanta Sakara. Instead of just calling it as a Repha, we call it as a nasalized Repha with a Ukara. Nasalized Ukara, the Repha. And we said the formula for that is the simple formula. Padanta Sakara becomes a Repha. Then we said the first sutra that actually brings in the Visarga was what? That the Padanta Repha or a Ru is also a Repha. When it is followed with a Khar, then that Padanta Repha, Khar or Avasana, the pause is called Avasana. Then that Khar or what do you call it? The Padanta Repha will be replaced with a Visarga. We saw this. That was our second Sandhi rule. The idea is if the Khar is not following, then it will not become a Visarga. For it to become a Visarga, the Khar should follow. So that means that if it was a vowel, right, or something else, then it won't happen. Then we saw this third rule, which is the Utva rule. This was a little elaborate rule where we saw that whenever you have an at, this is a very specific rule. Okay, all these conditions should meet. If at all you have an at and is followed with a ru, right? And that ru is followed with an at or a hash. Then what happens that the ru will get a u adesha. Then later on this a and u will become o. And whatever other rules that you have already learned, they will apply. Okay, so this is the third rule that we saw. And of course, we saw that shivoham, right? Shivas, shivaru, right? Becomes shivoham. Or we already saw rama api, becomes ramopi. Okay, let's look at the example quickly. Rama plus api becomes rama r, right? Plus api, and becomes rama u. This u is what is coming as an adesha by this u, utva rule. Okay, this is 6-1, 1-1-3, 1-1-4. These are the two rules together. So that will bring the utva. And then once you get the utva, a and u will get a guna. A guna sandhi. You have studied the guna sandhi, right? In the at sandhi, you'll get guna sandhi and become rama plus u become ramo. So ramo api. And then once you do ramo api, then ramo plus api, whenever you have an ang followed with an akara, then both will be replaced with an ang, the pura rupa sandhi. You get ramopi. How do you say this? You say this as ramopi, not ramo api. It's ramopi. The a is silent here. Okay, that is the third rule that we studied. Okay, in this studies of this rule, we also looked at some scenarios where the refa, if it is followed with a non-kar, right? A non-kar. If the refa is not followed with a kar, then the refa will remain refa. The sakara will become refa, but then the refa will remain refa. This is munis. The munis becomes munir. Okay? Munis becomes munir. Muniriti. If you see the example that I've taken, Muni, Bhanu, Denu, they are not akaranta. They are not, visarga is not preceded by akara. Because if visarga is preceded by akara, then this rule will apply. And this rule will apply. Okay, let us see. I will introduce you to a couple of more rules today. Okay. Yes, our friend online, somebody has a question.
Yes, this is Raj. We talked a little yesterday about visarga being split into a sa or a ra. So I put together a small something. I sent it by chat at some point, not right now. Can we have a discussion on these two options that are possible? I sent something in the chat.
Oh. Okay. Okay, we will look at that. Okay, let us finish the sandhi rules, and then we will look at that. There was another question that was asked also. We will look at that one also.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So let us see what happens. Right, there's a general rule. This rule is nothing to do with. There's still some humming sound at the end. Can you reduce the volume a little bit? See if the humming sound can be reduced. Sorry. Om. Still some more. Om. A little bit more. Om. Yes. Do you hear it? Yeah. Now, do you hear it? Still a little bit is there. At the end, there is some echo or... Sorry, our online friends. I'm requesting them to just correct the audio a little bit. Yeah, it's better now. You can leave it like this. We can fix it later. Okay. Yeah, I think this may be okay. Let's see. I will tell you if it rings again. Okay. Boom. So there is a generic rule. Generic rule is not to do with this visarga sandhi. The generic rule is that if at all you have a padanta yakara or padanta vakara. Okay, if a padanta yakara or a padanta vakara, and is followed by, if it is followed by an ash. Ash means what? Ash means ayun, ruk, eong, ayouch, vowels, Ash also means that high hour at semi vowels, lung, nasals, and also column 4 and column 3. This is all ash. Jabai gadadash, jaba gadadash. So if a padanta yakara is followed with a yakara or a vakara, and if that happens to be a vowel, okay, if happens to be a vowel, then what happens is that the padanta yakara vakara will get dropped. Okay, let's say not vowel, let's say when this is a vowel, then it gets dropped optionally. The padanta yakara vakara gets dropped optionally. Okay. Also, there's another rule which says if it is followed by a consonant, the padanta yakara vakara is followed by a consonant, okay, then it will always get dropped. Okay, just keep in mind this rule. We will look into this rule in more detail later. Why am I saying this? Because whenever you have, this is a new rule for you, okay, whenever you have a scenario where you have the akara or akara is followed with a ru, and that ru is followed with an ash, okay, then what happens? The ru gets replaced with a, okay. I'm also going to put here not at, okay, so the a will remain as it is, the ru will be replaced with yakara, and of course the ash will follow as it is. Let me explain you all this, okay? This may sound a little confusing, but it is not. This is your sthani. This is your adesha. Okay, let us just put some colors there. Okay, let's see an example. An example would be, let's say, balas plus atra. Okay, so balas plus atra, the sakara is a padanta sakara, maybe a little bit more. Balas padanta sakara is the sakara is a padanta sakara, right? The padanta sakara will happen. What will happen to padanta sakara? Ru. You got a ru, right? So you have to have the ru, and that ru is followed with atra. Okay. So are the conditions matching? Akara. Okay. Followed by ru, and followed by a. A is an ash. Okay. Let us say this at. I will make this at. Okay, this is hard to get this root, but anyway, let me start with only akara first. Akara followed by r and followed by an ash. Okay, then you, what will happen is that, just simplifying this further, okay, sorry. So akara followed by a ru, followed by yash. What will happen to the ru? Ru will get yakara desha. Bala, yu, plus atra. Okay. Now it's a padanta yakara, isn't it? It's a padanta yakara. Because it's a padanta yakara, and this rule that we saw, if you have a padanta yakara followed with an ash, and that ash happens to be a vowel, this a is a vowel, then what will happen? It will get dropped optionally. So what will you get? You'll get bala yatra or bala. You see these two roots, two options. Bala yatra or bala atra. Okay, the second one is more preferred. Second one is more preferred. Okay, this yakara getting dropped is called lopaha. What is it called? This is called visarga lopaha. Lopaha means it disappears. Okay, let's see some example. Okay, another example. Lata edhante. Okay. Lata ru edhante. Okay. Lata yu edhante. You have two forms. Lata edhante and lata edhante. You just have to be careful. Whenever that visarga is dropped, at that time, do not do a sandhi between these two, a and a. Okay? Otherwise, you will go into that savarna dirgha sandhi, and that a and a, you make it into a again, balatra, which will not be appropriate. There are rules to prevent that, but we don't need to. I just need to tell you, do not do that sandhi. Which also means, whenever you are studying a text, and you come across two vowels, like this, in this scenario, balatra, and they have not been combined. Balatra should have been combined into balatra, but it has not been combined. If you see, whenever you see two vowels and then they are not being combined, just make it a point. There's either a yakara that got dropped. Okay, you could have a yakara that got dropped, or it could have been a visarga that got dropped. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
So if you look at the original two terms, balas plus atra.
Yes, yes.
The result is that sa anta got dropped. Bala atra. No.
Yeah, but yes, you make it into ru and then get it dropped.
But so
I'll tell you why.
Instead of making it like two levels of rules, you could just apply one level of rule and say the sa can be dropped.
You can say that. Okay. However, what happens is that the balas, that sa is not seen in the language. It's only seen in grammar, first of all. Secondly, that balas, the sakara you have, right? You say, you see the word balatra. Okay. And whenever you are going to do the pause, so what will you do? You'll do bala, pause, atra. Okay. Because you broke the sandhi, you are supposed to bring back the ru. Okay, you're supposed to bring back the ru first before you bring the sakara. Okay, atra. Now, because it's a padanta repa, it will get into visarga. Balaha atra. Okay, but if I kept it as single rule and just sakara, then the sakara wouldn't have been converted into visarga. Or you would have said, okay, now I'm going to convert that sakara into repa and then repa into visarga. You follow?
So you're saying in the reverse direction, when you change bala
to
the original, then you need to go through.
Yeah. Okay. When you go in the reverse direction, when you say bala atra, right,
okay,
then at that time you have to go back to repa, and then when you go back to repa, then this repa will become visarga. Why? Because you have a avasana pause following. Okay. So all the rules are built upon each other.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so this there is some more differences in the rule. What happens is that, yes, you have a question.
A question, Kalpesi Akshay here. So when you say, it is correct to say bala atra, recognizing that there is a visarga balaha, and visarga is dropped because it is followed by vowel.
Yes.
Okay.
It is optionally dropped because of vowel. And if at all you would have said it as bala yatra is also correct. So now, how do you say this? Right? When you say this, just one second. How do you say this? So when you say bala yatra, you will say it as bala yatra. But when you have to say bala plus atra, And in this case, you are going to say it with the sandhi, right? You say it like this, bala atra. You put a small pause in between, not exactly a pause, but a small, so that the akara is distinctively pronounced. Okay, go ahead. What is your question further?
So these are the rules that allows you to know that there was actually a visarga between la and o. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You're right. Between that la akara and the atra, when you say bala atra, then this rule tells me that, oh, when I put a pause in there, what will happen? You go back to refa, and that padanta refa again becomes a visarga. Balaha. Why? Because an avasana is followed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So if you go in the reverse direction for bala atra, you first assume that maybe there was a ya and introduce the ya and then go back to
the yes, second. You are right. I think you have to go all the way, bring in the yakara there, and then say yakara would have been replaced with, was actually replacement for ru, and that ru will then become into visarga. You are right. I just skipped a step. Thank you. Yes, Geeta ji, please go ahead with your question. Can you unmute? Geeta ji, you raise your hand.
Hello.
Yes.
Namaste. This rule is applicable if the preceding vowel is a rather than a.
Okay. Let me. Yeah. This is right now. I'm saying it for a. The akara itself. I'm holding it back. I'm going to give you that in the next step.
I see. Okay. Because the akara you gave a previous one which says at plus ru plus at slash hush. That is a
So I removed that akara there, and now I'm going to give you the akara. Okay. Akara is a slightly different rule. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
So what happens is that when you have the akara, and it is followed with a ru, okay, and is again followed with an ash, right? But not an at. Because if you had an at followed with a ru and an at, then your earlier rule, this uttva rule, will apply. Okay, so be careful about the rutva rule. And a, ru plus at, when that rule is there, then this rule will apply. This rule will take precedence over the yakara rule. Okay, let me tell you what is this rule. You have the akara followed with a ru, followed with an ash which does not contain at. That means what? It contains a, it contains ish, right? What is ish? It contains a, and that means any vowel other than hraswa akara, right? And if it contains a semi vowel, ash means semi vowel also. Ash means column number 5 in the nasals, column number 4, and column number 3. That is your ash. So when you have this scenario, then also the ru will be replaced with a yakara. So I will give you examples, you will know. Ya plus ash. Okay. So here this comes as an adesha. These are slightly different. Whereas in the earlier case we were looking at a, in this we are looking at a. So why is it different? Because when you have a, ru and at, right? Then this rule will apply. The utva rule will apply. At, ru and at, then this rule will apply. Whereas this is not that rule, okay? So let us see what happens here, right? In this scenario, let us see, you have a Rama, Ramaha plus Agachati. Okay, Rama plus Agachati. By the way, in this, you know, don't even, do not even ash. Let us make it as ach. Okay. So this column number 3 will not come here, because when that comes in, the akara followed with the ru and that, the again the utva rule will apply. Okay, Ramaha plus Agachati. Right. So here, what is the scenario? You have the Akara followed with Ru, followed with Akara. Okay, so this was actually Sakara to begin with. So Ramas. Okay, it is so easier on the board. Ramar Ru plus Agachati. Okay. So now what do you have? You have the Rama Ru plus Agachati, right? We'll get Rama Yu plus Agachati. And that Yakara will get dropped optionally. Rama Yagachati. Rama Agachati. Okay, you see many of the books, right? You will find it easier than this, but it will not be complete. The Yakara is in many books, they are dropped. They don't mention about the Yakara, which is an optional. Okay, so Rama Yagachati. Let's see another example.
A quick question.
Yes.
You had Ramas plus Agachati, right? So Visarga can be also Ramar. Repa. Yes. In which case?
Ramar.
In which case?
That is what Ramar Ru, right?
The Ru would be a Raka. So the same thing would happen, yeah. I suppose.
Yes. So now let's say if at all you were to put a pause in between, right? If you are putting a pause in between here, it will become Rama Yu, right? Ramai plus, let us do this. You put a pause in between, you know, Rama Yu plus Agachati. And it will become Rama Ru plus and Agachati. Become Rama Ha Agachati. This is the Padacheda. When you do, you will get that Visarga back. Okay?
Sorry to disturb, typo there. Agachati. Rama Agachati Rama.
Oh, Gachati. Gachati. Thank you.
So you took Ramaha and made it Ramas on the top there.
Yes. Most of the Visargas, right, they all start from Sakara. Okay. Because in the declension, right, this is grammatical declension, you have Rama plus Su. Plus Su. This is nominative singular. Becomes Ramas. Becomes Ramar. Plus becomes Ramaha. So Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha is Rama plus the pratyaya that is added there is a Sakara pratyaya.
So Repha would not ever be there, I guess, for the Visarga.
No, not in Ramas. Not in Ramas. There is something else that comes in. Okay. Something else right. That comes in. Okay. But let's say you had Ramaha, Ramaha plus Iti. Right? This is what you had. It is Ramas plus Iti. Okay. So Ramas plus Iti will make it Rama Ru plus Iti. Now this is Ru, so you'll get Rama Yu plus Iti. You'll have two forms, Rama Iti and then Rama Iti. Does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there is a small variation on some of these rules, okay, which I'm not going to take it right now because this already introduced introduces you to some level of detail. Okay, there are some when Repha follows, some changes happen. I will consider that later when we see as an example. Okay, now I want to expand further. Fifth, right? Are we fifth or sixth? Yeah, fifth rule. Okay, fifth rule is an expansion of the kar. What happens is that the visarga that you got when a kar follows, okay, what did we say? We say you have a padanta repha. If it's followed with a kar, or if it is followed with a pause, avasanam, which is a pause, okay, then what happens? You'll get a visarga as an adesha, whereas the kar or avasana will remain as it is, right? This is the rule that we have studied. What brings in the visarga? The padanta repha, when a kar follows or an avasana follows, a pause follows, it becomes a visarga. This is what we have studied. The rule, second rule that we studied, right? What is this kar? This kar is ka, ka, pa, cha, cha, ka, cha, ta, ta. Ka, pai, cha, cha, sa. This is kar, right? Do you agree with this? This is kar. So in that kar, a few things happen. When that kar follows, a few things happen. So let us look at what all things happen. Okay. Just so that we understand. Okay. Let us see when you have 5A. I'm going to call it as 5A. This we already know. When you have a pa or a pha, okay, pa or a pha follows visarga. And it's going to say visarga plus pa or a pha. Right? Then what happens? The visarga gets replaced with what? Either a visarga or upadmaniya. Remember, appa appa. Punaha punaha, punaha phalati, punaf phalati. Punaha punaha, punaf punaha. So this is basically optional. The upadmaniya sound is optional. Okay. Similarly, we also looked at one more scenario where you have a visarga followed with kakara or a khakara. Then you will get a visarga. It could be a visarga or it could be a jihwa muliya optionally. Right? We talked about this. Ramaha karoti, ramak karoti or ramaha karoti. Ramaha khadati, ramak khadati. Ramaha khadati or ramak khadati. Okay. Let's see 5B. Okay. 5B says that the visarga, if it is followed by sha, sa, sha. Okay. What it says that if it is followed by one of this, you replace it optionally with sa. Okay, this is an intermediate rule. So I'm just telling you what happens there. You see what we are saying, what we are doing here. In this part, we looked at kakha. And these we already looked at, right? So khar, if visarga is followed with pa or a pha, then it becomes visarga optionally or upadmaniya. If visarga is followed with a ka or a kha, then it is followed with a visarga, then it replaces with a visarga optionally or jivha muliya. You are okay with all of this, with this part, which we have studied in the last class also? Okay. Now I'm taking up these three. What happens when it is one of these three? Okay, if visarga is followed with one of these three, then it replaces it optionally with sakara. Okay, optionally or visarga. That means it will either remain visarga or replace with optionally sakara. Let's see an example. How come this book doesn't have examples? Yeah, 1 second. Shishu Shete is fine, but I want for Sakara first. Give me a minute, I'll give you examples. One second, okay. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. That's okay. I have some examples, a lot of examples now. Okay. So let us say Ishwaraha Sarveshu. Ishwaraha. Okay. Sarveshu. Okay. So Ishwaraha is actually Ishwaras plus Sarveshu. Okay. Ishwaraha Sarveshu is actually Ishwaras Sarveshu. Now based on the rule that we know, it becomes what? Ishwararu plus Sarveshu. Okay. That the ru becomes Visarga. Ishwara Visarga plus Sarveshu. Okay. That Visarga is followed with a Sakara. So whenever Visarga is followed with a Sakara, you have two forms. What is the first form? Ishwaraha Sarveshu. Other form will be Ishwara Sarveshu. Okay. So that Visarga, because it's followed with Sakara, that Sakara can either be Ishwaraha Sarveshu, it can either be a Visarga, or it can be a Sakara, Ishwaras Sarveshu. Okay, similarly, Ishwaraha Sarvatra, Ishwaras Sarvatra. Okay, suppose we say another example, Ramaha Shete. Okay, Ramaha Shete. This is actually Ramas Shete. Ramas Shete. It became Rama, Rama, Ru. One second. Wrong key is pressed. Rama, Ru plus Shete. Rama ha Visarga plus Shete. Okay, going forward, I'll just take the Visarga as it is. Ramaha Shete. It'll become what? Ramas, Ramas Shete. Okay. Now that Sakara is a Dantya Sakara. That Sakara is a Dantya Sakara. The Dantya Sakara is followed with a Talavya Shakara. Okay. So the dental is being followed with a palatal. So when dentals are followed with palatal, the dentals become what? Palatal. So Ramashete becomes what? Ramashete. Okay, what is happening here? Here is the rule which is Chutva Sandhihi. What we already studied earlier. Ramashete becomes Ramashete. Okay with this? Want to see some other examples? Let us see. One second, okay. Okay, let's say Sridhara. Sridharas plus Shashtaha. Okay, so Sridhara is the sixth. That's the meaning of Sridharaha, Shashtaha. Okay, so here Sridharas becomes Sridharar, Shashtaha. Sridharaha plus Shashtaha. Now what happens? You have a Visarga. And that Visarga is followed with what? With a Shakara. So we are taking one by one. Okay. Visarga is followed with a Shakara. Once Visarga is followed with a Shakara, Visarga will remain as it is optionally. Sridharaha plus Shashtaha. Or it will be replaced with a Sakara. Sridharas. Shashtaha. Okay. Once it gets replaced with a Sakara, now that Sakara is followed with what? A Murdhanya Shakara. Okay. Then when it's followed with a Murdhanya Shakara, then it will become what? Murdhanya Adesha. So Dantya followed with a Murdhanya will get Shtutva. Shtutva Sandhi. Become what? Sridharash. So Sridharaha Shashtaha or Sridharash Shashtaha. So hard to say that because all of them are Mahaprana. The Shakara, 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 Thakara. All of them are Mahaprana. So Shri, this also is Mahaprana. Dha is also Mahaprana. So Sridharaha. So Sridhara Shashtaha. Okay, all of them are Mahaprana. Okay with this?
Question?
Yes.
So yeah. You had Sridharas and then you made it Sridharar instead of Sridhararu.
Yeah, that is correct.
Earlier you made it Ru.
This is that's okay. No, it is Ru only.
Okay.
It's just that you optionally you do it like that.
Okay.
The Ru is only an indication that it came in place of Repha, yes. In place of Sakara.
Okay. What,
yes. Whenever Sakara, yes.
The way you had it is also correct, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. What I had is also correct. What Repha or Ru is also correct. See, okay. The Ru is only useful in these rules, when you have the Ru rule, right? This is a Ru rule, this is also a Ru rule. Then you have to know, is it Repha or Ru? But when you're making it into this Visarga rule, then it is, doesn't matter if it's Ru or Repha. Okay. So it is correct. As long as you know that the Repha came in place of Sakara is a Ru, it's good enough. Now, why do you need to know? You need to know that only for these two rules. See, in actual word usage, Ru is not there. Okay. Only Repha will be there. And the Repha also will become Visarga if it's a Padanta and a pause follows. Or Repha will become U if it is preceded by A followed by A, preceded by A followed by Hash. It will become U and become O. Okay. So Ru is only an intermediate term for our grammatical purposes. Okay. Our grammar purposes. Okay with this? Shridharash Shashtaha. Let's see what happens when it is one of these. Okay. What happens when it is one of these? Let's take Ta and Cha. Okay. Ta and Cha. What happens when a Ta follows or what happens when a Cha follows? Okay. So let's say Devaha Devas plus Tatra. Okay. Tatra means Dev. Devaha means Deva, the Lord or God. Divukanto, the shining entity, the divine entity, Devaha. Okay. So that Deva Ru, I'll make it Ru, okay, plus Tatra. Padanta Ru will become Visarga. Devaha plus Tatra. Intermediate. Okay. Here also when Takara follows, you make it into Sakara. No optional. You become what? Devas plus Tatra. Devas Tatra. Okay. Devas Tatra. Let's see another example. Devas, Devas plus Chinoti. Chinoti means to choose. Devas Chinoti. Devaru plus Chinoti. Devaha plus Chinoti. Again you bring the Sakara. Devas plus Chinoti. Now Padanta Sakara is followed with what? With a Talavya. Okay, Dantya is followed with a Talavya. Then the Dantya will become what? Talavya. So it become what? Devash Chinoti. So Shchutva will come there. Okay, so that takes care of, we are breaking down the Khar. When the Khar happens, right? So by the way, when you get Devash Chinoti as a word, if you are breaking it this down, it will become Devaha, you will stop here. Devaha Chinoti. Because when you put a pause in between, that Sakara will become, Repha will become Visarga. Okay. Again, as I told you, this is actually a complete dump of all information. Okay. And as we practice them, it will become easier. I'm not expecting you to remember it. If you remember it, well and good. Go back and look at the examples that I've given and you will see what is happening. When you go back and look at these notes and you look at this and you find, oh, why does this come in there? Then we can discuss. Oh, where is the nasalization of this? Okay. That's because I forgot to do that. Why did you not put an O? Okay. I forgot to put an O. My error. Most errors you'll find here are mine. Okay. The grammar is perfect in its own self. Okay, so what happened now? We have covered the Chakara is covered, right? Chinoti. Takara also covered, Tatra. Okay. Now we need to cover the other ones, which we will cover tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevava Shishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Please hold back, all of you. Just 1 second. Tomorrow again, I have meetings. We will not to be able to do a class tomorrow. Okay. I am very sorry. I am trying to avoid these interruptions, but some of these meetings are really unavoidable. Okay. So Sorry? Yeah, so I just want to inform that tomorrow also we will not have a class. Fortunately, we had an extra class yesterday, which is good. But when we come back, we will continue. Okay. I think next class, we will sort of complete the Visarga Sandhi up to some level. There will be one or two Visarga Sandhis pending. There are about 3-4 Hal Sandhis also pending and one or two Ach Sandhis pending, which I plan to do later. As we see them, as we see the usage, we will do them. Okay, that is the plan. And after we have done a couple of more revisions on Hitopadesha with practice of these Sandhi rules, what we will do is we will jump into understanding what is Lakara. Okay, the Lat Lakara, Lot, Lit, Lung, right? Those Lakaras we will study. That will be almost like Saturday or Sunday, whenever we get time. Okay, go back and look at these rules. We have enough examples. You can actually take up the Bhashya now, right? And in the Bhashya, you will see a lot of Visargas and Visarga Sandhi rules, right? You can take a look and see what those are and how those are happening here. Sometime later, if I get time, I will also take up the Bhashya text and we will take up that one and see what rules are, okay? Now, before we go, let me see, there's a question here and if I can quickly answer that question. Okay, Sarveshna Vinirmuktaha San Samam Uktaha.
No, I think it got mixed up.
Okay, Samam. Okay, Samam.
Samam, and then that's the next line.
Muktaha.
Yes.
Muktasan. Muktasan Samam. Okay. So actually, you know, this is not the same word. Okay. So let me go back to the Bhashya. Anybody has a Bhashya text here? You have a Bhashya text?
So this is basically what I heard today morning, Swamiji, in the...
No, that is correct. But, you know, Sarveshana Vinirmuktaha is one word, okay?
Yes, no, but he took that sun and added it to this word. He said sun has to be part of this, and he said the sun was very important to be part of that word.
Yeah. Sun? So basically, sun is actually sat. Okay, it is the nominative singular of the Pratipadikam Sat.
So,
Sat becomes Sun.
It looked like 5b applied here, that Muktaha plus Sun, he said Mukta Sun.
Yes, you are right. Muktaha Sun, what happens there is that it becomes Mukta Sun.
And that's 5b.
But I don't know what all things you have done.
No, there after the bracket you need to break. I showed two options. After the break, Mukta Sun. Yes. That into another line, yeah. And after option one, break another line, please.
Option one, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, option one is what Swami did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Option two is a possibility, but is the option two a nonsense?
Okay.
Thing?
First of all, you know, this word is a different word. Samam is a different word, so you can completely ignore that. When you do sun is a boundary. Sun itself is a word on its own, so you don't need to bring this in your Sandhi rule. Okay. Make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
So now what you have is that Muktaha plus Sun. These are two words. Okay. Uh-huh. So actually it is Muktas plus Sun. Okay. Now what happens is that you will get Muktaru.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus Sun.
And
will become that is correct. So it will become Muktaha plus Sun. Right, and then because Sakara is following, you have two options. One is Muktaha Sun, you can say that way, or you can say this is what happens in chanting, it becomes Muktas Sun.
So
you have two forms. Mm-hmm.
So the next word is Sun Samam. So you pull that Sun here. So what is left there? Is it Samam?
I don't know. Samam like this. It is okay. So let us see what is the word. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. One second.
Let me get that also.
Which verse is this? This is Mukta. Yeah, I got it. One second. Okay. Actually, the books that are used are different. My book, the location is different location.
That Sun Samam, I copied from there. Sun Samam, I just copied from there.
Yeah, one second, okay. I'm just trying to see. Do you have the same book? What line is this on? Yes, and samam. Yeah. Samam sarva bhuteshu. So that samam sarva bhuteshu is the next line. Okay. Samam sarva bhuteshu. Okay. Now it's a padanta makara. Because it's a padanta makara, it will become anuswara because a hal is following. So it will become what? Samam sarva bhuteshu. Okay. Now you have two words, sun plus samam. These are two words.
Yes.
Okay. When you join them together, it becomes sun samam.
Right. That in option one, I showed sun plus samam. So I think that split is what you said.
Yes, that is split. And there are two different words. So when there are two words, you don't bring this word also when you're doing this Sunday.
Correct. So I was
doing this Sunday, you just,
I was just showing you to say that's how it's split. So okay. So that's all I wanted.
Clarification. Yes. So Padanta Sakara will become Refa. And that Padanta Refa will become Visarga. Right? Yes. Padanta Refa will become Visarga, and the Visarga will become Sakara, and then you have two forms, Muktaha San and Mukhasan.
Yes, and the way Swami pronounced it was Muktasan, which is 5B, your 5B today. Okay.
Thank you. It is not Mukta, by the way. It is Mukta. Okay, sorry. 5B, right? This one.
Yeah.
Ishvara Sarvesu. Yeah, you're right. That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Actually, this 5A, 5B, I'm writing here. The numbers in my head are 8336, 8334, 8315. Those are the Panini numbers. So that's why when you say 5B, I have to go back and look what is 5B.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Hari Om, thank you, sir.
Hari Om, namo namah.